All right, we're here at the scouting combine with new Jaguars offensive coordinator Jed Fish. Does that sound normal yet to hear that?
Well, that's exciting. It's still exciting. Obviously, getting here was different. You know, being now in Indianapolis in that role, which is it's very cool, and it's a great situation, and I'm really thrilled to be a part of it.
Now, as you said, it is your first time as a coordinator here. What's the difference? What are you looking for as a coordinator your first time out here?
Well, you know, this is my 10th combine, and every time has been a little bit of a different role. This one's the most exciting one because you really get to spend time with all position groups, not just the particular one you're coaching that year. And then the idea of being able to sit in all the interviews and interview the wide receivers, interview the offensive linemen, tight ends, running backs, and quarterbacks rather than just one specific group. And then, of course, be a part of everything during the, you know, watching the skills and drills and the fundamental aspects of it as well.
Now, you mentioned the interviews. That's a big deal to be involved with that. What are you trying to hear from these guys?
Well, you know, traditionally you're accustomed to just kind of being with that one particular position group, spend about 10 minutes, 12 minutes with them by the time you're done with the personal stuff. Here it's more along the lines of you really try to get to know them. You try to, you know, we'll be in the main room. We'll have selected a certain number of people to bring in there. And then really kind of to understand them and see how they react in front of the general manager, see how they react in front of the head coach is a little bit different than when you have them kind of in a more relaxed atmosphere over in the train station area.
Now, coming in here, have you gone over college tape extensively? Is this the first sort of hit for you, or how does that work?
Yeah, we haven't. I think, you know, part of it based on the fact that we're a new staff. We just got put together. We all kind of only been together about 3.5 weeks, I would guess, and everybody together only about a week with everybody. So, you know, we really spent a lot of our time with scheme evaluation, with personnel evaluation. We've just begun talking about, you know, who and what we're going to be on offense, and we haven't been able to spend much time looking at the college guys until post-combine.
It's first things first, obviously, and we'll get to some of what you just talked about in a minute. When you leave Indianapolis, what will have been a successful week for you? What do you want to have gotten done?
Well, I think the most important part of it is, you know, I'll be here about 4 days or so, 4 or 5 days. Sunday at noon, the offense is done Sunday at about noon. So when I leave after that, I think the most important part of it will be is the evaluation to kind of who to eliminate and who not to eliminate. You know, most of it, you're never going to really be able to say this guy can or can't play based on the running around in gym shorts. But what you can see is you can get to meet them, you can get to be around them, you can see their competitiveness, you can see how they interact with their group, with their position. And then you certainly can see certain athletic qualities, and their athleticism can certainly show up in this type of environment.
And every chance you have to see them can leave an impression.
No doubt. You know, it's just like recruiting. More times you get them on campus, the better. The more times you get to spend time with them, the better.
On to some Jaguar stuff. Chance to hire Terry Richardson, I know that was important to you.
Yeah, it was really, really important to me. I thought Terry did a great job with our running backs for the 2 years at Miami. If you look at the production of Lamar Miller and Duke Johnson, Mike James, he did a tremendous job with those guys. What he did at Connecticut was also outstanding. But I wanted to have someone that could really speak the language, someone else that could help translate. And then in terms of the running game, he's got a great grasp of what we try to get done at Miami and what we're planning to get done here.
Now, we teased a little bit talking about evaluation. That's obviously what fans want to know. You've had a chance, I guess, about a month now to look at things. Initial thoughts?
Well, you know, it's an exciting time, I think, to be a Jaguar. It's an exciting time to be able to coach the offense. We certainly have some guys in place. I know there's going to be an incredible amount of evaluation that goes on when we get on the field before in our, you know, mini camps and in our OTAs and before the draft, after the draft. And, you know, you get to look at film, but sometimes film's a little deceiving. You get caught up as coaches looking at, well, what were they told and what, you know, you're never really sure of exactly what, you know, their game plan was or what their plan was. So it's really, you got to be careful a little bit. But I think there's some exciting things there. I'm excited with, you know, Cecil Shorts, I think, is a wide receiver that's really exciting to watch and be a part of. Obviously, I'm excited when Maurice comes back healthy. And we've got some really good football players. And then, you know, obviously, I think there's a lot of good things with Blaine. And it's an exciting to be able to work with a 23-year-old mm-hmm. quarterback and be able to be a part of helping his development.
Is it tough because you don't know what plays were called, what was being asked? How tough is the evaluation on Blaine? And just expand on your thoughts on him a little bit.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things that you have to look for is you really can only evaluate the physical tools mm-hmm. right now. If you start trying to go outside the box and evaluating things other than his physical tools or his physical mm-hmm. traits, I think you're jumping to some assumptions and making some conclusions that really might not be fair to him or to the franchise, either
right.
way. So what we're trying to do is we're really trying to look at what he can do physically, what we can ask him to do when we walk into the first mini camp, and then kind of then begin our evaluation. How will he respond to the coaching? How will he respond to the scheme? And then how will he respond? Can he do what we want him mm-hmm. to do?
Is your process fitting scheme to players, players to scheme, or is it all sort of a mix?
Well, I think right now what we need to do is we need to find out what our players can do best mm-hmm. and then who our players are. And once we can – I think all coaches work from a big, you know, Denny's menus worth of plays, so to speak. You know, you can kind of order whatever you want. What we need to do is we need to figure out exactly what our guys do best, mm-hmm. Starting with the quarterback position, what he does best, and then move on to see where our offensive line, our wide receivers, our tight ends, and our running backs can do, and kind of build the system from there.
Might seem like an overwhelming process here in February compared to maybe even where you want to be in minicamp, but – feel like there's a plan to get to where you want to be by training camp?
Yeah, and it happens fast. I mean, I can't believe February is going to be over by the time
right.
we return from the combine, and now you're into March already, and then you're dealing with free agency and draft prospects and then trying to put the system together, and then the first mini camp will come 6 weeks from then. But, yeah, I think it's an ongoing process. One thing I learned from Coach Carroll when we were at Seattle is that you know, there's going to be a lot of changes. There's going to be a lot of people coming in. There's going to be a lot of people competing every day for jobs. And we brought in a ton of people in 2010, mm-hmm. and I'm sure we're going to do a similar deal here and try to get the best guys. So we're going to continue to build and put the offense together around the guys that we have and keep teaching it until we get the system in place and be able to execute it.
Final question, does that make it tough as a coordinator, knowing there's going to be a lot of guys? I mean, sometimes you have your guys, and sometimes you're in a year like this where you're going to have – sort of some turnover during it.
Yeah, I think it makes it fun. I think there's it's always challenging, but it's more fun than anything else. It's an opportunity to continue to teach. That's what we are really asked to do mm-hmm. is just to be teachers of the game of football. So the ability to teach more and more people and the excitement and the energy level that Coach Bradley brings, I think our whole coaching staff's really excited about doing that.